Hi, this is Bridget with the Taunton Daily Gazette, Wednesday, June 10th. Aisles of Upgrades. Raynham Walmart unveils remodel with elevated brands by Jansen McNair. One of Raynham's Walmarts had a glow-up. The Walmart Supercenter at 160 Broadway in Raynham had its grand reopening Friday, June 5th. Showcasing significant improvements and upgrades to the store. The transformation includes a modernized layout, faster and more convenient shopping options, enhanced digital tools, and an expanded on-trend assortment, all designed to help customers shop how and when they want, the company said in a prepared statement. During the remodel, the Supercenter also received an expansion of its online pickup and delivery space to help serve customers in faster and more convenient ways, including delivery to most customers in as little as an hour. The Raynham Supercenter on Route 138, Broadway, is one of hundreds of store remodels being done across the country. The re-grand opening highlights Walmart's commitment to delivering a modern, efficient, and intuitive shopping experience, meeting customers where they are, whether shopping in-store or online, according to the company. The re-grand opening is one of 13 planned for Massachusetts in 2026, and one of approximately 650 remodels across the U.S. What changes were made to Raynham Walmart Supercenter? Here's some of the new improvements the company made to the store. Expanded aisles and interactive displays that help customers visualize merchandise in their homes. An elevated assortment of healthy foods and affordable elevated brands, such as DeLonghi, Aura, Jessica Simpson, and Lemme. More speed and convenience options, including delivery in as little as 1 hour. A seamless store app experience allowing customers to navigate aisles, access store services, and book oil changes at the Auto Care Center. An updated pharmacy with same-day delivery and a vision center designed for greater privacy and convenience, offering brands such as Nike, Calvin Klein, and DKNY, along with services like free cleanings and adjustments. Court date delayed in child rape case. Plymouth cop, husband, charged after allegations by teen boy. By Jessica Trufant. Plymouth police officer Samantha Pellreen and her husband, Daniel Forend, were due back in court Monday, June 8th on child rape charges, but the hearing was rescheduled for July 23rd. Pellreen, 31, faces three counts of aggravated child rape and one count of child rape, according to court records. Forand, 37, faces three counts of aggravated child rape and two counts of indecent assault and battery on a person 14 or over. They are currently out on bail after being arraigned in Plymouth District Court in March. Pellreen is on leave from the police department. The allegations stem from a person who sought a restraining order against the couple on March 17th, describing in the complaint years-long sexual and physical abuse. What the prosecution and defense say about the abuse charges against Samantha Pellreen and Daniel Forend. During the arraignment, Assistant District Attorney James Duffy said the incidents began when the boy alleging abuse was 14. About a year later, the sexual abuse began by Forend and later by Pellreen, the prosecution said. The abuse continued until 2025, Duffy said. Joseph Krowski Jr., who was representing Pellreen, offered a series of events that called into question the complainant's fear for his safety. This included asking to continue to work for foreign company and wanting to participate in Sunday dinners and vacations with the couple. Foreign's attorney, Tamari Kovac, painted the alleged victim as a troubled young man who had not been following the house rules. When Plymouth police officer Samantha Pellreen was placed on leave, the Plymouth Police Department placed Pellreen on paid administrative leave March 17th after being informed by the Massachusetts State Police that she was the subject of a criminal investigation. Pellreen has been with the department since 2022. That was the same day an abuse prevention order was issued against Pellreen and Forend, according to a copy of the order obtained by the Patriot Ledger. Judge renewed protective order, impounded documents. The judge at the March arraignment also extended the restraining order against Pellreen and Forend. The order notes that Pellreen and her husband must stay away from the complainant's residence and at least 100 yards away from the complainant. The two were also ordered to surrender any guns, ammunition, or gun licenses to police. The judge also impounded all documents related to the case. American helicopter crew rescued near Oman coast by Philip Stewart, Maya Gabelli, Tala Ramadan, and Catherine Jackson. In a first, a U.S. Navy surface drone found and rescued two crew members from a U.S. Army Apache attack helicopter that went down in waters near Oman's coast, the U.S. military told Reuters, and President Donald Trump said the pilots were fine. The U.S. military's Central Command said the AH-64 Apache went down at around 3 a.m. local time on June 9th near the coast of Oman while patrolling regional waters. CENTCOM said the pilots had been picked up within about 2 hours and were in stable condition. It gave no reason for the crash. The United States and Iran have been in an uneasy ceasefire with periodic clashes and Iranian drone and missile strikes on U.S. regional allies. Central Command told Reuters the rescue was carried out by a drone, but did not specify the model. The 5th Fleet's Task Force 59, which operates in the region, is a dedicated unit for integrating unmanned systems and artificial intelligence with everyday maritime operations. In southern Lebanon, Israel struck the historic port city of Tyre on June 9th. Killing at least 8 people, in an escalation that adds strain to efforts to broker a peace deal to end the wider war across the Middle East. Israel and Iran halted direct attacks on each other on June 8th after an appeal by President Donald Trump, but Tehran warned it would resume hostilities if Israel continued to attack its ally Hezbollah in Lebanon. The raids were the deadliest on Tyre since fighting erupted in Lebanon in early March, when Hezbollah launched rockets at Israel in support of Tehran after Israel and the United States began their war against Iran. Israel had issued an evacuation order for the city earlier on June 9th. Residents fled and civil defense teams transported elderly residents into temporary shelters, state media reported. The 8 victims were killed in a single strike on the city's eastern edge, Lebanon's health ministry said. A video verified by Reuters showed debris strewn across a road at the site of the attack. In Tehran, 2 Iranian air defense personnel were to be buried on the afternoon of June 9th after being killed in Israeli strikes the day before, Iran's military said. No deaths were reported in Israel after the Iranian strikes. Oil prices, which had risen on the exchange of fire between Israel and Iran, fell on June 9th after the attacks were paused. Trump told reporters he might have an idea for an Iran deal within a few days, without elaborating. The Republican president, struggling with record low approval ratings as November's midterm elections approach, has often hinted at an imminent deal with Tehran, but none has yet materialized. U.S. and Israeli officials said Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had spoken on June 8th. In an interview with Axios, Trump said he had warned the Israeli leader not to return to war with Iran. "I said, Bibi, you better be careful, or you will be on your own very soon." Tehran has long said any peace deal with the United States depends in part on an end to fighting in Lebanon, which Israel invaded in March in pursuit of Hezbollah fighters who had fired across the border. In northern Israel on June 9th, Israeli troops operating in the Ramim Ridge area, close to Lebanon's border, killed one person in an incident in which they returned fire, the military said. Israel has never halted its Lebanon campaign, which has killed thousands of people, saying the conflict should be treated separately from any U.S.-Iranian ceasefire. Hezbollah has also continued its attacks. At the same time, Tehran has continued to block most shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, which before the war carried a fifth of the world's crude oil and liquefied natural gas. Washington has imposed its own blockade of Iranian ports. Trump has said any peace deal must ensure Iran cannot develop a nuclear weapon. Iran's demands include the lifting of international sanctions, the release of billions of dollars in frozen assets, and recognition of its control of the strait. Guterres calls for end to violence. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on June 9th he was deeply alarmed by the renewed escalation of violence in the Middle East and called on Israel to reopen crossings into the Gaza Strip. "All attacks must stop immediately. The ceasefires in Lebanon, Iran, and Gaza must be fully respected," he said in a post on X. Guterres also said Israel should open crossings it has closed into Gaza to allow for the flow of humanitarian aid. "I'm also deeply concerned by Israel's decision to close crossings into Gaza, and reiterate my call for the immediate reopening of all crossings to ensure the rapid, safe, and unhindered passage of humanitarian assistance at scale throughout Gaza," he said. A U.S.-brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in place since October includes guarantees of increased aid. Israel and Hamas have repeatedly accused each other of violating the truce. Israeli strikes have killed more than 950 people since the truce, health officials say, while Israel says four soldiers were killed by militants during the same period. Rainham honors Advantage Truck Group for new site by Beth McDermott. The Rainham Economic and Business Development Commission has recognized Advantage Truck Group with a new construction award for its new facility on Paramount Drive. The commission presented the award at a special meeting at Veterans Memorial Town Hall, according to a community announcement. Advantage Truck Group is a heavy-duty truck dealership and repair facility at 501 Paramount Drive in the Rainham Woods Commerce Park. The business is owned by Kevin Holmes and managed by Michael Ramian and Christopher Pedamios. "They did a great job constructing this facility, and it is a great addition to our commercial real estate," Commission Chairman John Noblin said, according to the announcement. "We're very glad the Advantage Truck Group chose to expand their business in our town, and we wish them the best. Commission members, who are appointed by the Raynham Select Board, promote economic and business development in the town. They recognize businesses and individuals annually who contribute to making Raynham a better place for residents and businesses. The commission presented 4 awards, 2 new construction awards, and 2 citizen awards. We will feature each of the 4 winners in a separate story. Along with Noblin, the commission includes Carol Sullivan, Bea Scannell, William Lewis, Russ Martirana, Matthew Henry, and Kenneth Bolin. Raynham Select Board member Patricia Riley thanked the commission for its efforts in promoting the town's economic and business development. We all know, but neglect to say it often enough, that the economic and commercial development of a community is vital to its success, and not only financially. We have been very fortunate in Raynham to be able to enjoy a strong economic and commercial base. To the award recipients that we celebrate here today, congratulations. Each business honored, each individual celebrated, has played, and hopefully will continue to play, their own special role in the success, in the vitality, in the lifeblood of our community. And for that, we offer our gratitude and appreciation, Riley said, according to the announcement. Noblin also thanked the award recipients, public officials, and citizens for their support. We have given over 100 awards over the years, and we hope to give many more, he said. We are very proud of the fact that we always have worthy candidates for our awards. The Economic and Business Development Commission meets monthly at Town Hall. One of its projects involves maintaining the Welcome to Raynham signs with the help of Clive Olson of Olson's Greenhouses, who donates the flowering plants, and Ken Bolin of Yukon Landscaping, who assists with the plantings. The facility is one of 8 owned by Advantage Truck Group, which is headquartered in Shrewsbury. State Education Chief Visits Dighton-Rehoboth Schools by Beth McDermott. Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Pedro Martinez visited 2 Dighton-Rehoboth schools May 29th to learn about their programs and initiatives. Martinez toured Dighton-Rehoboth Regional High School and Palmer River Elementary School, meeting with students and staff alongside Superintendent Bill Rooney, state legislators, school committee members, educators, and student leaders, according to a community announcement. During his visit to the high school, Martinez participated in an early college panel discussion where students shared their experiences earning college credits and preparing for future academic and career opportunities. The visit also included tours of the school's anticipated culinary arts / hospitality and criminal justice / public safety pathway programs. These programs are part of Dighton-Rehoboth's next generation career and technical education expansion, which connects classroom learning with real-world career opportunities and meets workforce needs in southeastern Massachusetts. Commissioner Martinez's visit provided an opportunity to see the future of education in action, said Rooney. From early college students earning credits and gaining confidence in their future, to our expanding career and technical education pathways, to the curiosity and engagement taking place in our elementary classrooms, the common thread was opportunity. Following the high school tour, Martinez visited Palmer River Elementary School, where he toured classrooms and observed learning activities led by students and teachers. District leaders said the visit reflected Dighton-Rehoboth's ongoing commitment to creating meaningful educational opportunities that support student growth, achievement, and belonging at every level, according to the announcement. Pentagon Revises Faith List After LDS Backlash by Carissa Waddick, Washington. The Pentagon has revamped a list of religious faiths and traditions it uses to provide services to military members after Mormon Republican lawmakers blasted the agency for not classifying the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as Christian. In a June 8th statement, the agency said the recent update to its categorization of religious affiliations included redundant and unnecessary labeling. The list reduced the number of recognized faith codes from more than 200 to 30. Of the religions included, 21 were labeled Christian. The LDS Church was put in a separate category. Utah Senators Mike Lee and John Curtis, and Representative Mike Kennedy, all of whom are Mormon, excoriated the move on social media, calling it deeply offensive. The Pentagon's decision to list the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints apart from other Christian faiths is wrong and needs to be corrected, Kennedy wrote in a June 7th post. Lee said in a June 8th social media post that he spoke with President Donald Trump about concerns with the characterization. Hours after Lee's post, the Pentagon walked back its original decision, saying the mistake has been fixed. However, it is not labeling the LDS Church as Christian. Instead, the agency is removing the Christian labeling from other religions. The updated list of recognized faiths also removed Christian-other. The goal of this effort is to simplify a previously out-of-control belief coding system that had ballooned to over 200 codes, the Pentagon said in the statement. Members of the LDS Church affirm they are Christian. However, according to the church's website, some other Christian denominations, including evangelical groups, do not see the LDS Church as Christian and have described it as a cult. Former Senator Mitt Romney, Republican, Utah, struggled during his 2008 and 2012 presidential runs to court evangelical Christians skeptical of his Mormon faith. One 2012 poll found that 23% of white evangelical voters were uncomfortable with Romney's religion. Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth's church, the Communion of Reformed Evangelical Churches, is among those that view the LDS Church as non-Christian. Hegseth has worked to implement a number of religious changes at the Pentagon. In March, he announced military chaplains would no longer wear their rank insignia and were instead ordered to display their religious insignia while retaining their rank as officers. Hegseth ordered this latest move to streamline the number of religions in a May 20th memo. The list includes 21 faith traditions classified as Christian and 9 others, including Islam, Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism, and the general category called other religions. Obituaries. Robert Bad Bob Boudreaux, Taunton. Robert Bad Bob Boudreaux of Taunton, Massachusetts and Fort Myers, Florida, passed away on Friday, June 5, 2026 at Morton Hospital. He was the beloved husband of Maria Kamara Boudreaux, with whom he shared many years of love, devotion, and companionship. Born in Taunton, Robert was the son of the late Leo L. Boudreaux and Rhea A. Morin Boudreaux. A proud patriot, Robert honorably served his country in the United States Army and Navy, dedicating more than 20 years of military service. During his distinguished career, he served as a communications specialist and was recognized as an expert marksman. His commitment, discipline, and dedication to his fellow servicemen and women were a source of great pride throughout his life. Following his military service, Robert continued serving others through his work with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, where he worked for more than 26 years as a social worker. He was deeply committed to helping those in need and touched countless lives through his compassion and dedication. Robert valued education and lifelong learning. He attended Southern Massachusetts University and later furthered his studies at Roger Williams University, earning a bachelor's degree. He is survived by his loving wife, Maria Boudreau, his son, Jason Boudreau, and his wife, Amanda, of East Taunton, and his daughter, Denise Boudreau Tavares, and her husband, Richard, of East Taunton. He was the cherished grandfather of Rachel Tavares and Connor Boudreau, and the proud great-grandfather for Brianna Ferris. He also leaves his former wife, Jacqueline Marie Gowan Boudreau, and several extended family members and dear friends who will miss him greatly. Robert had a passion for alternative energy and was especially fascinated by Tesla and emerging technologies. He was an avid motorcycle enthusiast who enjoyed the freedom of the open road and could often be found enjoying a game of billiards with friends and family. His curiosity, intelligence, and sense of humor made him a joy to be around. Above all else, Robert was devoted to his family, proud of his service to his country, and committed to helping others. His legacy of service, integrity, and love will live on in the hearts of all who knew him. Relatives and friends are respectfully invited to attend visiting hours and funeral services at the Rindeau Mulvey Funeral Home, 467 Bay Street, Taunton, Massachusetts, on Thursday, June 18, 2026, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., followed by a service in the funeral home at 11 a.m. Burial with military honors will follow at the Massachusetts National Cemetery. For directions or to leave an online condolence, please visit www.r-mfh.com. Okay, that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you.